Hello guys, I hope you guys are having a wonderful week and a blessed day. We face all kind of challenges in this life, and I just want to let you guys know that God loves you. And I had a particular hard day today, but you know, I'm sitting here and it's easy to lose perspective on it. God has this, and He loves me, He loves you. And I want to share a devotional here. It's a lot easier for me to speak it than type it out. And I come across many devotionals, and I don't have enough time to share them all that I come across. And this particular devotion is called Power for Life. And the scripture reading is John 14:17. John tells us here, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see Him not, neither know Him, but ye know Him, for He dwell with you and shall be in you. Walter Knight tells a story about a little boy who had already received Christ. Daddy, how can I believe in the Holy Spirit when I have never seen Him? Asked Jim. I'll show you how, said his father, who was an electrician. The father took Jim to a power plant and showed him the generators. This is where the power comes from to heat our stove and to give us light. We can't see the power, but it's in that machine and in the power lines, said the father. Now the son, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in electricity? And he asked, yes, I believe in electricity, said Jim. Of course you do, said the father. But you don't believe in it because you see it. You believe in it because you see what it can do. Likewise, you can believe in the Holy Spirit, not because you see Him, but you see what He does in people's lives when they are surrendered to Christ and possess His power. And the hope for today, Lord, there's evidence of You and everywhere. You embrace me to praise when in pain and to have peace in times of chaos. One day I will see You as clearly with my eyes as I felt You in my heart. And that's the devotional. It was written by Billy Graham. The hope for the day. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Hit me up if you have any questions on my website. And I just want to tell you, go out there and be the light, because there's hope. Amen.